We're going to start off with news coming out of Syria now, as the Syrian army has inflicted heavy losses on foreign-backed militants as it continues its offensive against them. New reports suggest government forces have further advanced in Daraya, which is a strategic suburb of the capital, Damascus. A number of militants have been killed in the operation. Earlier, a government official has said the army had taken much of the district after nearly 2 months of fighting there. The suburb is flanked by the key districts of Meze, which is home to a military airbase, and Kafar Susa, which houses the government headquarters. Syria is grappling with nearly 22 months of bloody unrest. The U.S. and a number of its regional allies have openly supported the armed opposition groups, which have so far rejected any peaceful political solution to the ongoing crisis. Well, joining us now from Washington via Skype is former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst James Jatras. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jatras. Now, as we look at the latest incidents taking place within Syria, one notices that there is a concerted effort on the parts of the insurgents to take over air bases and airports in order to control the air and the skies over Syria. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that they have a dual purpose. One is the one you mentioned, that to deny the government use of those facilities for aircraft. But I think the other one is for propaganda purposes, that the more of the facilities of that sort that can be seized by the opposition, the more they can say that the regime is on its last legs, it's about to collapse, and so forth. So I think as then we see a seesaw in these battles where then the government regains ground, that tends to dampen that kind of presentation.
Right, but there is this also this push towards getting an upper edge over the government of Syria and its forces by the insurgents. They are being provided very sophisticated weaponry from the West and its allies within the region. But how sustainable is that? How far along do you think they are in actually matching the Syrian government forces as far as the military might goes?
I think they have a long way to go. Most people I talk to believe that the government side still has its military forces, its advantage in heavy weaponry intact, that its social base is largely intact, and that the rebels are not likely to win a decisive victory unless there's an outside direct military intervention of the sort we saw in Libya. And that's where the real worrisome factor is, that especially if you look at the deployment of the missiles in Turkey, that some kind of incident could be manufactured that would trigger that kind of intervention.
Well, speaking of the intervention, as long as the Syrian government and army make gains over the insurgents, how long are we going to expect the West, specifically NATO, to just sit by and watch?
One can always hope that at some point a reasonable approach will break out and that the Western powers, by which we mean primarily the Obama administration, the United States, with our regional allies like Turkey and Saudi Arabia, one can hope that we would take off the table the a priori demand that Bashar al-Assad step down and open the door to a genuine negotiation, as Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov has called for. We haven't gotten there yet, and I still think there are splits within the administration here. There are some people that hope they can find some kind of a pretext, some kind of trigger that will get us to what happened in Libya, and that will make the difference here in Syria.
All right, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst James Jatras here joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Jatras, thank you for your comments here on Press TV.